Welcome back to the new season of On the Rocks. We're excited to welcome our first guest of the season, Charlie Johnson, the program lead for BHP's Explore program, where Charlie oversees program design and execution focused on connecting participating companies to an ecosystem of internal and external partners. Since joining BHP in 2011, Charlie's held various leadership roles in onshore land, portfolio strategy and development, and exploration, most recently serving as chief of staff to the VP of Exploration and Appraisal. She started her career with Shell in 2007 after studying finance and accounting at the University of Oklahoma, and she also has an MBA from the University of Houston. Pour a drink and let's dive in.
All right, Charlie, welcome to On the Rocks. Great to see you over there in Australia from Florida, two very, very different time zones. How are you doing?
Thanks, Emily. I'm doing good, a little bit jet lagged, but excited to be here and excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, and I guess with the dramatic difference in the time zones, we're both drinking caffeinated drinks this morning and this evening, so nothing super fun, right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, I'm drinking caffeine on the wrong side of the day, but it is jet lag's finest, so it's a must.
Absolutely. It's just as important as anything else. Well, I'm excited to have you on today because this is we're a year out from BHP's Explore 1.0 cohort going through or kicking off last year. So excited to have you on to talk about some of the unique aspects of the Explore program in the context of the larger mining industry and mining investment space. And I would love for you to kind of kick it off by explaining a little bit about what an accelerator is, because you and I have chatted before about how unique this is to the mining industry. What does it mean that you guys are running an accelerator?
Sure. So the accelerator business model is something that is common in the Silicon Valley space, the tech space, pharma, and it is new, relatively new to mining. It's definitely new to minerals exploration. And it's this unique business model that we've re-engineered to be specific to exploration, which is pretty exciting. It's Explore is first of its kind for exploration, and we've taken a model that it works well in other industries and made it fit to exploration. The common attributes of an accelerator are essentially a crowdsourcing platform. And what we start with is an open application period. So we do an open call for application for new ideas in exploration. These can be individuals with big ideas, to established public companies with exploration opportunities and multi-asset portfolios. The accelerator provides to our participants the opportunity for funding and a program that helps accelerate their companies and ideas. So it's funding, it's connections, and it's really support to take an idea and to accelerate it. And in the context of exploration, that means accelerating the exploration program and campaign to a point at which we hope to accelerate discoveries.
And why do you think it's so unique in mining? Have you had a chance to kind of think about why this took so long to kind of come into the sector from other industries? It's certainly a theme with a lot of other with a lot of other things we've talked about, that maybe the industry is a few years behind other industries in adopting new business models. But why do you think it's taken so long for this to take root?
So I think, you know, accelerator model is still relatively new. I think Y Combinator is the first and most well-known accelerator program, and it was born in the last 10 years. So yeah. Relative to the mining industry timeline, that's still pretty new. And, you know, it really, they ramped up with technology. Mm-hmm. And so it's a way that technology can be funded early for very early stage ideas in a way that helps them scale quickly. I think for mining, the timelines are different than technology, or they have been in the past. And what we're seeing now is the need to accelerate the mining timelines, accelerate exploration specifically, and shorten the timelines that historically have been 10, 15, 20 years from exploration to discovery. down to less than 10 years. And so this accelerator concept, the pace behind it, the early funding, the connections and the support to move things quickly, bringing that into expiration is a way to do that. And it's kind of a unique model to help foster that same pace that we see in technology and big pharma in testing new drugs. It's a new way to do that in expiration.
And I'd be curious to kind of better understand what led BHP to want to try this new business model. I mean, like, what was it about the accelerator model, or maybe what BHP's priorities are, that kind of led the company to take this big step?
So there, over the last, call it 3 to 5 years at BHP, there's been the shift to growth, number one, but also innovation. And so Explore is definitely following in footstep to some of those programs that have taken off at BHP. The innovation programs that started before us are ventures, our venture capital team. And so this kind of this new spirit of innovation, entrepreneurial mindset on how we can bring new ideas into the company, think about growth in different ways, and kind of break down existing barriers of kind of the way big companies do things. Explore is an example of that. And it is, you know, looking outside of our walls. What do other industries do? What are other industries that are common to what we're doing in the exploration space? And, you know, bringing those new ideas in and trialing them. You said earlier that just a year ago, Explore was launching for the first time. And it was probably just 18 months ago that Explore was just an idea on paper, literally. It was a 4-page memo, a really cool idea. And we built it very quickly and made it happen. So it's definitely been an exciting period, definitely a demonstration of how BHP is thinking differently and using innovative new ideas to drive growth within the company.
I just remember when first talking to you and the team last year, how completely different it was compared to kind of the approaches that most majors take in kind of how they interact with juniors and exploration companies. And just imagining the reaction and then hearing some of the reactions from juniors when they're like, okay, really? Like what? You know, I think it certainly was very different. And how did you see that reaction in the space? Like when you guys came out, like how, because it is a very different business model. And I would imagine that a lot of people almost didn't trust that this is how the process was going to work.
Yes, it's been quite the journey of the storyline behind Explore. So when we were talking about Explore last year, we had a vision for what it could be. And we painted the vision to the best of our ability. But it was, you know, it was kind of a frame. We think it's going to look like this. We think that this is a value adding win-win proposition for BHP and for junior companies, as you described. But it was just a vision at the time. And so we were kind of painting the picture, asking people to come along with us and kind of trust us in a way that if we built it and they came, that it would be something really worthwhile. What was awesome to see develop over the program period was how good it actually was for both BHP and our cohort companies. So we invited 7 companies in during the first program. We asked them, it was a big leap of trust for each one of them because we didn't have a full curriculum of what the program was. We couldn't tell them exactly what was going to happen, but we said, look, if you come into this and trust us, we're going to put together a really good program for you. We're going to provide this non-dilutive funding, as you said, as a way for you to accelerate your concept, your exploration idea. But we do ask you to trust us with that idea if you come to the program. And they did. And what we saw build within the cohort was this amazing community of explorers that all have a deep passion for exploring. And it's kind of the treasure hunter mentality, which is amazing to see as a non-geologist. It's quite inspiring to see people so passionate about finding big discoveries.
Yeah.
And rocks.
Yes.
I do come, my father's a geologist, so I do have an appreciation of rocks, even though I'm a non-geo. But yeah, there's excitement. And what we provided was funding, and through the program, this ability to kind of slow down in a way, in a way that's going to set up to be able to speed through the exploration, if that makes sense. It's kind of counterintuitive, but that 6 months gives the funding, the space, the connections and support to think about the exploration concepts in a bit of a different way, so that when they hit the ground running, literally, to do the exploration campaign, it can speed up and hopefully accelerate to the discovery.
Yeah, I wonder if you could dive in a little bit on what that kind of acceleration ends up looking like, right? Because in my mind, I mean, that amount of capital, but also all of the resources, all of the support, and kind of the different teams that you brought together to work with the cohorts would, man, I mean, like typically a company at that stage is focused on fundraising as much as they are focused on putting together like their exploration plan. So it's to be able to just focus on one thing a little bit more, I would imagine would just be a huge jumpstart. But maybe you could clarify, like, what actually ends up happening during that acceleration phase? What does it look like?
So I consider the program, so the six-month program that we run this year, it was January through June. When each company enters into the program, we provide the funding. So each company that comes into the program receives $500,000 of equity-free financing in that six-month period. That funding is not expected to fund the exploration program. As you know, that not many, $500K doesn't really go a long way for most programs. But what it does is it provides funding for that 6 month period for these teams to step back and think about their exploration concepts, to think about the programs in a different way than they have previously. As you know, the common challenge in the junior space is the constant requirement to fundraise in small pieces,
right?
To do a bit of work, to raise the capital and do the next bit of work. What we're trying to do is break that model and to bring companies into this program. That 6 month period is a way to sit, think about the concept. If you can explore without the constraints of constant fundraising, how would you do it? Mm-hmm. And how would you think about the plan holistically, without the challenge of being on that treadmill of capital fundraising, as we call it. Now, through the program period, obviously, BHP is working closely with these teams. And what we're doing is, building relationships and hopefully an eventual partnership at the end of the program. Each company, when they come in, we have demonstrated that they have an exciting opportunity. Mm-hmm. They've demonstrated that they've got a new idea. It's exciting. It's in an area of interest to BHP. And they're a really solid team that we have line of sight to a group that we could partner with in an effective way. At the end, there's the potential for follow-on investment. Mm-hmm. And it's a potential as we work through the program and understand the opportunities more. BHP will make decisions from a portfolio perspective of which opportunities we'll follow on invest in. And that's a portfolio decision. But our commitment to each team is that when they come out of the program, their opportunities are going to be more advanced, and all of them will have a higher likelihood for further investment, whether that comes from BHP or elsewhere. Mm.
And I wonder, I mean, you spoke about the hamster wheel or the treadmill of capital and fundraising, and it's certainly something we've talked a lot about on the podcast with different guests. And I wonder, what did you see when people kind of were able to take those 6 months, like a deep breath a little bit from that? Like, maybe without getting into specifics on an individual cohort member, but like, what did you really see that work? I guess you're going to, of course, you know, hope because you're doing another round, right? So it certainly seems like it worked, but kind of, I mean, that it seems to hold so much back from the sector, right? Because of that, right? Just basic for folks that listening, maybe that aren't in the industry every day, like, it's a very different skill set sometimes to go and fundraise than it is to go and discover, a big discovery, right? They're two very different skill sets. And oftentimes the mining industry asks the same person to do both of those things, or the same small teams focus on both of those things at the same time. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what you saw happen when you gave people those 6 months to take a deep breath and a bigger perspective.
I think the thing that I saw in multiple groups was the light bulb moment that went off kind of, it was at the beginning of the program. It would have been in our bootcamp week that when we said, you're not expected to drill during the 6 month period to demonstrate you have a good project, that's when the light bulb went off. To us, drilling what didn't necessarily drive the results that we wanted to see to make our further investment decision. Mm. This was really what we've done is kind of taken that out of the equation. We don't need those type of results. What we were asking these teams to do is to put together their concept, to take in the frameworks that we use at BHP to understand the geology. So our mineral systems frameworks were a big foundation of the technical component of the program. The thinking around the risks and operational readiness, and then at a higher level, thinking about their business strategy as a company. All of that's what we were asking them to do during the 6 months, because for us, that was what we needed to understand as we're looking forward to the next decisions for us, which is long-term partnerships. Mm-hmm. Those are the types of activities that we wanted to see developed during the 6 month period. And that's quite different than what the activity set is needed to drive capital fundraising in the market, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the big difference. Some of the quotes, some of the things that we heard directly from the cohort is that it allowed them to step back. It allowed them to think about their concepts. We connected them to subject matter experts within BHP and external to BHP, and it really built a level of confidence in the idea and the opportunity that they're looking to explore in a very different way than being on the treadmill and constantly driving the results. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder, what did you take away from the industry at large and what's going on from having, led this program and worked with these companies? Like, what did you see differently about the mining industry after coming out of the first round?
I'm relatively new to the mining industry. Yeah. So I've been at BHP for 12 years here pretty soon. Majority of that time I spent in petroleum. So the mining industry is new to me with Explore. So what I found specific in the exploration industry is these people that are, like I said earlier, just passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. And so you have BHP, that powerhouse mining company, one of the biggest in the world, that's looking to partner with small groups. Bronzite Exploration was Jim Mungle on the original application. He's a professor at Carleton. When he applied, it was just him. When he entered the program, he had a company and we helped him develop that. These groups are passionate people. They love what they do. And we've built this vehicle in Explore, with Explore, that has the potential to really disrupt the way that majors and juniors work together. Mm-hmm. And it's been through the program, I've learned that there's this industry that, and in the juniors that is out there working very hard at what they do, to go on these treasure hunts, and what we can provide as a big company in BHP is a really amazing new partnership model to work together in a new way. And one of our cohort companies, Fabian Baker with Kings Rose, said it best at our showcase event, that it's allowed juniors and majors to work together. So there's not that notion of major versus junior. Yeah. We're really all exploring together. So that's been, it's been pretty cool to see that develop as part of the program that we've built in Explore.
No, I think that is really unique, because even I'm probably the worst at it. When I try to explain to people how the mining industry works and exploration works, mining investment works, I always use the analogy of like a big fish eating a small fish.
Yeah. Right?
Where I think, again, traditionally it's an acquisition business model, really, right? Or investment yeah. with the intent to acquire, essentially, as opposed to like a partnership model. And I think that drives a tremendous amount of behavior, right? I mean, just in terms of kind of how the pipelines work and how people interact in terms of sharing data or sharing concepts, right? And being willing to kind of take that step back and talk about the big picture. It does. It drives a lot of behavior that, in my opinion, and I think from what you've said, yours, like draws out that timeline, right? Because you're constantly yeah. giving just enough in order to get what you need to yeah. go to the next step, right? As opposed to in a partnership model where you can move faster by kind of looking bigger picture, but that trust factor has to be there for it to work.
Absolutely. And that's another unique aspect of the program period is 6 months spent together. We've built really good relationships with all of the seven companies. Through the program, we have three in-person events where we come together for a week's time, actually, each of them. And BHP connected them to our experts internally, to our networks of service providers. We ran masterclasses and opened access to some of the what we consider at BHP some of the best practice frameworks. It was done in a way that it's opening and sharing. It's not saying BHP knows best. And we were very intentional about that. And that's to your point of the big fish and the small fish. We were intentional in building the program in a way that we were setting the foundation for future partnerships. And what we're seeing is the benefit of doing that as we enter into further conversations with the companies, that we could potentially grow the partnerships into the future with. So,
yeah, no, I'm excited to see how things evolve this year. And I wonder did you make any changes to how the program works or what you're going to do during that 6 month period with the lessons that you all learned from the first round? With what you're doing this year?
So we're back in application season. So we've just launched the application. From the standpoint of what we did last year, the open call for application looks the same. We're trying to, one of the things that we learned in this this phase, the application phase, is that people liked hearing from us. So we're trying to get out. We're doing podcasts yeah. like this one, webinars. We're going to conferences. The team's out on the road to meet people because part of building that trust factor is there are people behind Explore and we want to be out there and available to talk to people and help them understand what we're doing. So this phase looks the same, but we're just trying to get out more. In terms of the program, it's still next year will still be a 6 month program, January through June. We collected feedback from the cohort, our first cohort, on what went well and where they got the most value out of masterclasses and the connections that we made. It was very largely positive, but we will be making tweaks. Mm-hmm. There's no wholesale changes because it went really well last year. And quite frankly, we set a high bar yeah. for us to meet this go round. But there will be tweaks in content and the program will still be driven by the cohort that enters. we are very, again, intentional about making sure that the program is fit to the cohort companies, to their geographic regions, to their commodity, and that we're providing something that is fit to their independent companies that makes sense.
And I wonder if you could talk a little bit in terms of the applications, and, you know, obviously you said we're in the application period now, but what is it that BHP is really looking for in terms of companies to come in and apply, and how might that be different than what people would expect if they just kind of heard like the top line about the program?
So we're looking for, from a commodity perspective, we're open to critical minerals. Mm-hmm. We focus on copper and nickel, and that is to fit the BHP portfolio. We welcome big ideas. I think what you don't necessarily read in the headline is those big ideas can come from public companies, mm-hmm. Private groups, and it can come from the professor at a university that has an idea. Mm-hmm. And so you don't necessarily have to have an established company. You don't necessarily have to know how to establish a company. Mm. But what we're looking for are the big ideas. New concepts, new geologic concepts, kind of the breakthrough thinking, that's new and interesting and potentially game changing in the world of exploration.
Yeah. And what, you know, I'm reminded of the fact that you really came out of petroleum into explore. And I wonder, what was there anything that you all, and that not just you, I mean, there's a few folks on the team where that's the case. Right. I mean, was there anything that you all pulled from the petroleum sector when you were creating this that you kind of looked at that, I mean, the mineral systems thinking, I think, to me is very different and maybe influenced by that background?
There's definitely the mineral systems thinking. And as the non-geo, I'm not the best one to describe that, but that is a very established systematic way of thinking in petroleum. And the way that we thought about the opportunities and actually built our selection process was heavily designed around that. And the way that we thought about the scales of opportunities and some of the critical uncertainties and risks. Mm-hmm. There's foundational aspects that are relevant to both petroleum and minerals. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I think that we've brought from petroleum is partnership models. So partnerships were very common in petroleum. I think it's fair to say more so probably than the mineral space. So the concept of how we build partnerships and how we did so through the program period, really establishing those relationships so that we could lead into really effective and strong partnerships coming out of it is something I'd say that we took away from some of the models we're used to in petroleum.
Yeah, I always find it interesting because so many people would expect the industries to work very similarly, but in fact, they are so very different, right? In terms of exploration in particular, and who does the exploration, how it's funded,
right?
How quickly it moves. Just from my own personal experience, having worked a lot in like North Africa and the Middle East, like it's the big guys that go in and do
right.
a lot of the exploration in the petroleum space, right? You're in there.
Yeah.
Exxon and BP and whereas in the mining space, it's the juniors, it's the explorers that go in and kind of do that initial phase. And it really impacts tremendously the whole business model of how everything works, right? Because you
absolutely
essentially yeah. the startup companies going out first in the mining space, as opposed to the blue chip companies coming in the petroleum space. And from what I've seen, it changes everything from like how governments react to the industries, right? Because their expectations are really different when a country has been an oil producing country for a while, as opposed to having experience with the mining industry. And even the kind of concepts in terms of how do you prioritize what you do in an exploration program, because oil and gas can be producing like in like 6 months if you hit the right area, right? I mean, you go
right.
investment to making money really quick,
right?
As opposed to how long it takes in the mining. And so I'm really interested to see how this shifts things. Because again, it does seem dramatically different from anything else I'm seeing. We see, you know, different, really different reactions, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of that, I think, comes from the cost of entry, right? And the cost of the programs is drastically different between petroleum and the minerals exploration side. But what is common from an exploration perspective across the two is, particularly in exploration, the need to drive portfolio level thinking. Mm-hmm. The exploration game is high risk, and you have to have options. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another big thing, hearing you talk through that we've brought is this portfolio mindset. And Explorer has been a new vehicle to bring options into our exploration portfolio in BHP. And so what it has allowed is us to kind of open this new door to BHP. One of the things we say a lot is that it's crowdsourcing exploration. So we've opened a door, we've asked people to come in with their ideas in a crowdsourcing type of mechanism. And what we're looking for from a portfolio perspective is earlier stage options than we were looking for previously. Mm. So that we can have more options in the left side of the funnel, if you look at it from left to right, to increase the likelihood that we get opportunities that make it through to development and ultimately production.
Which, I mean, when you say it like that, it kind of is like, well, duh, right? You know, like, of course, yeah, like we kind of have to start looking at stuff earlier to make sure we've gotten enough in the funnel. But I think it's from what I see, it's that risk profile, right, that really allows you to do that. Because you know, when I talk to folks that are new to investing in mining, I'm like, everything is just risk mitigation. that's yeah, what you're doing throughout the whole process. Like, the reason you do more exploration, more sampling, more drilling is to de-risk, you know, basically the investment that you're potentially making. And so it's, on the one hand, you've got like the crazy geo mindset, the explorer, the treasure hunter, right, that just sees the tremendous potential wandering out in the wilderness looking for rocks, right? But on the other side, it's all about risk. It takes something different to kind of open that funnel, as opposed to constantly be trying to narrow the funnel, right? When you're from a risk perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We talk about the calculated risks that we take with Explorer. Explorer was a risk, you know, that we took last year in trying this new business model. You know, it took some courage to try something new, to go out to an industry and say, you know, we think we have this new model that can transform the way that big companies work with small companies, mm-hmm. In the sphere of exploration. And, you know, it worked. I think that's why I gravitate to exploration. It's risk-taking and it's fun and it's new ideas. It's experimenting with kind of trial and error. And that's definitely been kind of part of the spirit of Explore over the last year.
And I wonder how surprised were you by like the project that got submitted or the companies that submitted? Because, and I ask this because a lot of times when I talk to group, you know, investment people on the investor side, at least, you know, in the larger institutions, they basically are like, look, we have our pipeline, right? Right. We know where all the great projects are. We know the best geos and they send us their stuff and we've got this like established path. And I'm like, there's just no way that you know every great project in the world because it's so network dependent, right? Like, so to me, part of what's so cool is the crowdsource funding or the crowdsourcing aspect of it, where you really open it up to everybody. And I wonder, like, how surprised were you? Like, did projects come out of places where you're like, wow, like, no idea people were working on that, you know, in that geographic area or within that team or, you know?
There were definitely many surprises through the application period.
Yeah.
And I could tell, you know, I would see Libby light up, Libby Sherman, our technical lead, and she'd light up and say, this is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Never heard it before. So to see But it makes sense. How could anybody know all the great ideas around the globe?
Right.
And it does break down the barrier of, you know, having a finite network that can only be so big. So opening the open call for application is one of the big differentiators here.
Yeah.
That you don't have to know somebody that knows somebody to have a big idea.
Yeah.
It's an open door, and we welcome all of them.
Yeah. And I think the other part that I would imagine is really different too is, you know, the focus in so much of at least fundraising in the junior space or the exploration space is quote unquote the management team, right? I mean, it's like you talk to any investor, they're like, oh, one of the top things I look at is the management team. And okay, yes, management, very important, governance, very important. But like, also, like, what if you are kind of a new team or a new person to the industry with a big idea and you don't have a track record yet? Right? Like, you need to become the next best management team. You know, you, not everybody just kind of like wakes up and is the best management team and, you know, has all of the things that they need in order to run it. I wonder if you could speak to that too. Like, what, how did you approach that kind of like quote unquote past performance aspect in getting new big ideas to come in?
So team was important to us. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt on the fact that we placed a lot of our time and consideration on for our selection decisions on the team. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't so much what is their track record. It was kind of what is their capacity and capability. What are their capabilities? How can the program benefit them? And then a big one is what is their motivation to be part of Explore? Explore is more than just the funding. It is really setting the foundation for future partnerships. And that has to be a two-way street. You know, there has to be a motivation on the other side to come into this program with an open mind and to drop kind of preconceived notions of what it means to work with a major in the same way that we're dropping those preconceived notions on what it's like to work with a junior. We asked them to leave it at the door and to help us build this partnership. And that takes the right team. Mm-hmm. So the people behind that, you know, it takes the right mentality and the right motivation to come in and to be able to do that in a different way.
Yeah. No, I think that's so important. And I just want to make sure people listening that are thinking about applying really take that into consideration, because again, it's almost like that imposter syndrome thing sometimes, right? Like,
absolutely.
Just because you haven't done it yet doesn't mean you can't do it.
yeah,
you know, and
I'd encourage people to look at, you know, look at the cohort companies from cohort 2023. Mm-hmm. And to see the difference in profile and background and experience that we had across. We speak about our candidate profile being the publicly listed companies, multi-assets, all the way down to the individual. Again, is Jim Mungle, the professor in academia. And our cohort from this year fit the profiles, publicly listed, privately owned, individuals with big ideas that established a company during the Explore program.
So cool. Well, thank you so much for taking time during your, I think you mentioned before we started recording, 7-week travel schedule. So really enjoyed having you on and really look forward to watching the program as it progresses.
Thanks, Emily. It's been a pleasure to be here. And it's super exciting to talk about Explore this year. Highly encourage anyone that's listening to go check out the website. And if you have a big idea in exploration, apply.
Awesome. All right. Well, cheers to that with the coffee.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you to all our listeners, as well as Charlie, for joining me on this episode of On the Rocks, brought to you by the BHP Explore program. If you'd like to learn more about the program or apply, please visit prospectorportal.com/BHP or email us at info@prospectorportal.com. Be sure to tune in next time for more great episodes from the mining industry's leading podcast.